Thank you for calling customer service. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Bernadette. I'm calling because I have a charge on my card that wasn't authorized from your company for 6732.
What's your zip code, ma'am?
71106.
One moment. What's your name, ma'am?
Raven McDaniel.
Okay, ma'am. I'm trying to locate your 71106 is your zip code.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, hold on here. Let's see. You're going to use your phone number to try to find your transaction here.
Okay, it was done on the it was taken out on the 10th.
Okay. Your phone number is 318-572-7083. Yes, ma'am. Ms. McDaniel, will you verify your address for me, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's 315 Burnley Pines Road, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71106.
Okay, so I've located your transaction here. Let's see what happened here. All right, so I see here on 6/3, you agreed to pay the shipping and handling to receive a tactical bag, which was shipped out on 6/6. So
yeah.
when you signed up, you had like a few days to let them know that you did not want to be a member of the gadget store. So what it did,
correct,
after they didn't hear from you, they automatically enrolled you into the gadget store for $67.32.
Holy no. I right after I got the bag, I went in there and
yes,
I don't want to be a member of the gadget store.
So what we can do going forward, because the 6732 is a valid charge, but going forward we can cancel the membership so you won't get charged for July, August, September, so forth, because it is a reoccurring charge.
Correct. Yeah, but I would really like to get a refund on that because I went right in there and told them I didn't want the membership.
Well, what happens is, because it is a valid charge, what I can do, we're going to cancel the membership going forward so you won't receive any additional charges. And as a courtesy, I can offer you 35% of that refund back to you, ma'am. And that's just a courtesy based on it is a valid charge. But as a courtesy, we can offer the 35%, which makes, so times 0.35. So that's $23.56 to go back on your account in 3 to 5 business days. Okay?
I really need to get the whole money back because I went in there the same day and I didn't want the membership.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened there. It's not really a valid charge because I didn't want the membership. I really need to
It states in the terms and conditions, ma'am, that if you don't let them know, providing that the terms and conditions were read now. So before you continue on, Your credit card would not take unless the terms and agreements are accepted. All right. So if the terms agreement was accepted, is why it picked up a charge. And if they were read, it would have said to you that it's going to automatically enroll you. So a lot of times it does let us know that you guys didn't read it sometimes. That because if it was read, you would know that it was said that the card would not go any forward any further unless they were read. So once it's been checked
off. I'm 42 years old. I know how to read the terms and conditions, and I did so. I had to pay. It wouldn't charge my card shipping to get the tactical bag unless I read the terms and conditions. Now, I want my money back on my card. I did go in there and tell them I didn't want the membership. I think I need the 6732 back, not 35%.
Yes, ma'am. I can understand you feeling that way. I get that. But that's what I can offer right now. I might can do a courtesy of 50% back for you.
Is there a supervisor maybe that we can talk to? Because I don't
all,
think 50% is going to work.
Yes, ma'am. We all follow the same protocol, so that would be the same thing as it
okay.
escalates to that. So I understand what you're saying, but as a courtesy, based on it is a valid charge, and we get it that, you know, sometimes the terms and conditions are not read, but as a courtesy, we don't mind giving the 50% back and then make sure I cancel the membership going forward so you won't get charged for July going forward.
Well, that's good. I'm not, yeah, I don't want to be charged July and August and all those other months, but I don't want to be charged for this month either. I didn't want the membership. I went in there after I paid the shipping, said I didn't want the membership. It shouldn't have come off my damn card.
I don't
I can call my card company and have them reverse it and do all that fight and everything too.
Well, no, it's not going to be
a
fight. No, ma'am, it's not going to be a fight with them because see what happens with them. They call here and verify that it's a valid charge. Now, your company will give you your money back provided you didn't do it. That see, a lot of people, that's the most misconception that most people have. They don't mind refunding, the banks and the card companies don't mind refunding your money if someone else did a charge on your card. But if you actually did the charge, because what happens, they call here and they ask us, the bank calls here and the card company call here and say, this is so-and-so calling on behalf of whatever. We'd like to know if this is a charge that our client did. And typically, if it's a valid charge, you did do it, makes it valid. However, I understand what you're saying about your card company. They only give it back if you didn't do it, like if someone had your card and did it. So they do back you on
that. I understand that.
So that's why we here on this
end. I've been with that company for 12 years.
And that's why
Lady
on
Luke,
this end.
I paid the $574 was the valid charge. The $6732 was not a valid charge. My bank will fight for me on that.
Yeah, I understand that, ma'am. However, as a courtesy, I'll refund it. But for future reasons, they won't. When they call, we talk to the banks from time to time, and they will not. I can tell you they don't. I know you think your bank will fight for it, but they won't give you money if it's a valid charge.
Tell me what I think. I freaking know. Okay, just I just need my refund. Tell me what I think. Jesus Christ. I've been with that. I'm going to have a fit. Okay, so 3 to 5 business days.
I'm doing it now, ma'am. Your cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 2605-11241.
241. Okay.
And 3 to 5 business days at the discretion of your bank when it goes back on. I've submitted it, so it's up to them when they put it back.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling Customer Service, and you have a wonderful night.
Appreciate you. To you, too.
Mm-hmm.